BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. Democrats in the United States have released a transcript of the testimony made by the top US envoy in Ukraine to the impeachment inquiry last month. It suggests that President Trump prevented the release of military aid to Ukraine until its government publicly announced an investigation into alleged corruption by the former Vice President Joe Biden. The envoy, Bill Taylor, was the first public witness in the inquiry. Chile's main doctors' association says more than 180 people have been treated for severe eye injuries caused mainly by rubber bullets fired by police during anti-government protests in recent weeks. The medical college says this was the highest number of such cases anywhere in the world. Mexican officials say they've arrested three men in connection with an attack on a Mormon family in the northwest of the country. Nine members of the Mormon Le Baron family, three women and six children, were killed in the ambush on their vehicle by gunmen. The Attorney General of the U.S. state of California, who's leading a privacy investigation into Facebook, says the tech giant is failing to comply with requests for information. Javier Becerra has appealed in court to make Facebook hand over documents on privacy and third-party access to user data. The social media giant has yet to comment on the accusations. The discovery of fossils of an ancient ape that lived in Europe 12 million years ago shows that our ancestors may have walked upright on 2 feet much earlier than previously thought. Research shows that the ape, named Danuvius, had human-like legs. A hospital in northern Italy says it's had many offers to adopt a four-month-old baby boy with a rare incurable skin condition who has apparently been abandoned by his parents. The boy was named Giovannino by hospital staff. And that is the latest BBC News.